Good afternoon, and here's the news. An opening ceremony for the 2023 Summer Youth Employment Program took place this morning at the Dewa Gym in Tafuna. It's the start of 8 weeks of getting up early in the morning and spending 4 hours at work in government and private sector workplaces for 1,000 young people ages 16 to 14. There was plenty of advice for the selected participants from Governor Lemanu Pletimongwa and Reverend Elder Fovale Asiata. Listen, obey and be honest were the main points that the Reverend impressed upon the participants so that they will make the best use of this opportunity. Reverend Elder Asiata said the workforce has so many degree holders, but...
Do you know what the problem is? They don't want to listen. They don't want to respect and obey their supervisors, their directors, the managers. There's a lot of degrees on these islands. I have a PhD, a master, a BA, a what, and so forth. But what is lacking? People learn how to listen and obey first.
He urged that the young people listen to and obey those who will be in charge of them. He stressed honesty, noting that many in the workforce are stealing from the government by not being at work on time or doing other things on government time. Governor Lemanu Pletimongwa said the Summer Youth Employment Program was an opportunity for the participants to learn about careers and also give them an understanding of how government and business function. Another important purpose of the program, he said, is to keep the youth occupied and prevent them from straying into trouble during the long summer break. The governor mentioned specifically drugs. These summer jobs also provide income for the participants and their families, said the governor. He also had a message for directors and supervisors who will oversee the youth. He said the participants are there to work and learn, and they're not there to make coffee or do chores for their supervisors. The United States Department of Commerce, National Telecommunications and Information Administration has announced it has allocated funding to all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and 5 territories to deploy affordable, reliable, high-speed internet service to everyone in the United States. American Samoa stands to receive $37.5 million from the program. This Internet for All initiative is a key component of President Biden's Investing in America agenda. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Gina Raimondo said, "What this announcement means for people across the country is that if you don't have access to quality, affordable, high-speed Internet service now, you will, thanks to President Biden and his commitment to investing in America. This is a watershed moment for millions of people across America who lack access to a high-speed Internet connection." Access to internet service is necessary for work, education, healthcare, and more, said Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Communication and Information, Alan Davidson. The BEAD funding will be used to deploy or upgrade broadband networks to ensure that everyone has access to reliable, affordable, high-speed internet service. And once deployment goals are met, any remaining funding can be used to pursue eligible access, adoption, and equity-related issues. Governor Lemanu Pletimongwa said this is a great day for the United States and a great day for American Samoa. Rural and remote communities like American Samoa are at a disadvantage when it comes to participating in our global economy and community. These investments into high-speed internet will help close the digital divide and get our people closer to competing on equal footing. Education, healthcare, job creation, and economic opportunities all received a big boost today, said the governor. We have a great deal of work ahead of us, but this is a great step in the right direction. One of the world's leading online travel companies, Expedia, has ranked Samoa in the top 10 island destinations to visit. The analysis released last week listed Samoa as one of the top islands for tourists to travel to. According to Expedia, new data has shown islands are seeing a strong travel resurgence, with accommodation searches for islands on the index increasing by an average of 315% in the last year. Samoa has been listed along with islands including Kauai, Hawaii, Langkawi, Malaysia, Ischia, Italy, Bali, Indonesia, Paros, Greece, Koh Samui, Thailand, Lombok, Indonesia, and Okinawa, Japan. Expedia describes Samoa as a breathtaking island nation at the heart of Polynesia. It has seen interest from Aussie travellers soar up over 1,600%. And for a low-key getaway in an untouched paradise, look no further than Samoa's extraordinary beaches, natural wonders, and cultural attractions. A trip to the island also offers a peek into Samoa's rich 3,000-year culture and the Samoan way of life, sure to invoke a sense of calm and community, says Expedia. That's the news.